former or latter view? Question number 40. Early Writings, page 75, says, when union existed, before 1844, nearly all were united on the correct view of the daily. But in the confusion since 1844, other views have been embraced. Why, then, does tract number 3, The Judgment and the Harvest, 1942 edition, page 31, put forth still another view which was not even known then at all? Does not the daily sacrifice of Daniel 8 verse 12 mean the sacrificial altar of Jehovah? Answer. True, early writings does say that prior to 1844 nearly all were united on the correct view, but it does not say what that view was, and no one seems to know now. It might have been that the daily was not a test question, or that it was not understood at all, and that all were consequently agreed that under the then-present conditions, silence was golden. Thus, that would have been the correct view to take in that case. In fact, there are many possible views upon which they might have been united, but which would not necessarily have hinged upon the explicit interpretation of the word daily itself. One thing is sure, however, had they had the truth of the daily, the author of early writings would have published it, and would have been teaching it. And all of us would today know what it is. That the view was not such as to make the daily the sacrificial altar of Jehovah, is pre-established by the fact that early writings, page 74, says that the word sacrifice was supplied by man's wisdom, and does not belong to the text. And without being coupled with the word sacrifice, the word daily cannot of itself be connected with any such altar. The tract's interpretation of the daily is both scriptural and historical, and therefore it can but be sound doctrine.